Happy Saturday, folks. It's Reed Lance Rosenthal on the Right Side Radio. Wow, what a week. Besides my week, I actually have a new floor here in the foyer and the living room of the ranch house, which looks spectacular. Of course, after looking at dirt through 1868 floor joists for a month or two this year, anything would look good. I'm pleased. And a front door that operates. Not trimmed yet. Insulation sticking out from around the frame. But it actually closes. Wow. Progress. And our cabin renovation, 1888, is going gangbusters way up there on the hill. And that's terrific. I'm going to post some pictures on the website for you all to enjoy here over the next several weeks. Maybe kind of before and after. It's pretty remarkable. Transition and all kind of restoration rather than modernization. I'm very pleased. I think you'll be pretty amazed. But, you know, that's kind of fun stuff, real stuff, land stuff, great energy stuff. And then we have the other stuff that we have to talk about, unfortunately, every week, because it's my job to acquaint you with the other stuff. Because, unfortunately, despite zillions of media outlets and billions of talking heads and zillions of pundits who think they know everything, nobody seems to bring you what's going on. At least, not completely. Not even close to completely. So this show, we're going to talk a little bit about Hillary. And you know, I've kind of nicknamed Barack Hussein Obama Barry. Of course, that's his given name, Barry Sotero. So I'm going to have to come up with something for Hillary, because unfortunately, with Mr. Biden not running, at least for now, I have a feeling we're going to be dealing with Hillary for a long time. And you know, I think the perfect name for Hillary is Pillory. Number one, you know, pillory is kind of close to a word for pillage, as in steal, burn, plunder, take for yourself. Perfect. That's perfect for her. And then, you know, she is kind of a pill, right? Kind of a nasty woman. Not nice at all. I mean, read some of the books that are out from the Secret Service staff, the staff of the White House. I mean, you know, this gal ain't nice. So I think between her being a pill and her pillage of the rights and monies of everybody else for her own power and ego, I think Pillory might be perfect for her. Look at that, alliteration. Pillory, perfect. So, let me tell you about Pillory. We had Pillory's hearing. Wow, the Benghazi hearing. You know, there's been a lot said about this, so I'm not going to say a lot, because it's not my job to bring you what you've already heard. Quite the contrary. But I will point out three things for you. Number one, we all knew she was a liar, and of course we knew Barry was a liar for a long time. So none of what came out was really surprising. But some of the things that came out kind of cemented the unsurprising news that these people are totally dishonest, totally political, couldn't care less about the American people, absolutely didn't give a rat's butt about those Americans fighting for their lives on the roof of the CIA annex. And what we got during this hearing was just some tidbits that cemented what we already knew. For instance, we learned that that Pillory, an hour after, give or take a few minutes, telling the American people that this was all because of this horrible video, told her daughter it was a terror attack by a group like Al-Qaeda. And the next day, still spouting the story, as she did for 2 weeks along with Barry, about the video, and don't forget Susan Rice on the Sunday talk shows, about the video, she tells the Egyptian prime minister it had nothing to do with the video. It was a terror attack. I mean, all that's kind of come to light through discovery emails, which they've tried to hide for now for 3 years, etc. The other thing that we learned, and we already knew this, was that the White House was completely complicit in this subterfuge, which was all for politics. And in Pillory's case, we found out from her emails, completely related to her wanting to be known as the Queen of Libya, because she thought it was such a cool deal to go in there and take out Gaddafi. You know, all during the hearing, she talked about the Libyan policy and how great it was. She didn't say one word about what's going on there now. The irony of her telling the nation on Thursday that they went in at the request of our European allies to save the lives of poor Libyan citizens whom Gaddafi was going to, not murdering, like Assad, who she called a reformer, by the way, not murdering like Assad, but who was going to murder all these people. Now, we all know what's happening there right now with ISIS and Al-Qaeda and you name it. I mean, the terror groups are too numerous to list, and half of them you can't pronounce. However, they are united in the fact they want to kill us all. So, as far as I'm concerned, and there's an article, by the way, on the website about what Putin says about terrorists. It's under terror, the terror category. Read it. Because I happen to agree with Putin. I find myself agreeing with Putin more and more lately. It's kind of scary. Not with his ideology, but with his outlook, shall we say. And Putin says, there are no moderates. There's only terrorists. That's right. Vladimir has it right. Pillory and Barry have it wrong. Of course, Pillory and Barry know they have it wrong. But that's not the point of them having it wrong, because the point of them having it wrong is all about them, not about us. So, we've had some tidbits here which have cemented everything that we knew. There was one juicy little tidbit that came out of this hearing, kind of in an ancillary fashion, and that is that the White House, now think about this, you are only 3 hours into an 8 or 9 hour melee over there in Libya with American lives at risk, an ambassador at stake, sovereign territory of the United States, that's what an embassy or consulate is in a foreign country, invaded by sworn enemies, and men fighting for their lives on the roof of the CIA annex, calling for help which is ignored. And you know what the White House was doing, folks? This is almost unbelievable. They were contacting YouTube about videos, what videos they could use that were on YouTube to blame all this on. They were originally going to go with the pastor's video, as it's known, which is this video by a guy out of the Northwest. He's a pastor who kind of compares Christianity with Islam. But it was too soft. So instead, they settled on this other poor guy's video, the one you've heard about, which was kind of a spoof on the prophet Muhammad, that had been out for many years and hadn't had hardly any hits. And that's the one that they selected to create their lie around. Can you believe that? You have Americans fighting for their lives and these traitors in the White House. The commander-in-chief on down are not calling for C-130 gunships for support. Or in the situation room, because he had a you know, Barry had a campaign appearance to make the next morning in Las Vegas. Not in the Situation Room deciding what kind of reinforcements they can send in. Can they get a special ops team in? None of that. No. They're on the phone with YouTube trying to find a way to lie to the American people to cover their political butts. It makes you want to retch. Does it not? Anyway, that are the real tidbits, I think, that came out of Pillory's hearing, along with the fact that there were 600, I thought there was only 100 or so, 600 requests by Stevens and his staff for additional security in the months leading up to his death, all of which were denied. And Pillory says she didn't see any of them, although she could email back and forth with her buddy. It's really beyond comprehension. And I don't know about you, but it reinforces for me the fact we really need 1,000 treason trials going. Okay. Enough of Pillory's hearing. However, one of the things I'm going to be talking about in the next few weeks are some of Pillory's proposals. You know, this P word is going to be great. We're going to have a lot of alliteration, fun stuff. So Pillory's proposals so far is she wants to like double down on Obamacare. This is going to be like Obamacare 2. Pillory's Obamacare on steroids. Scary thought. And she wants to jack taxes. Not quite as much as Bernie Sanders, who wants a 90% tax. I don't know if you know that or not. But way jack them. Of course, I'm sure she has all her money in the foundation sheltered. And of course, Pillory is already prophesizing that she's going to pillage our pistols and all our other guns too. Because by God, if Congress can't do it, she's going to do it through executive order. And we're going to talk a little bit about gun control here, because the next part of this show, I'm going to be talking about what Barry's been doing behind the scenes under the cover of Pillory's hearings and all the other nonsense, which is kind of front page. Remember, Barry doesn't sleep, and neither does his progressive staff. By the way, John Voight, who's a patriot and a conservative actor, you know, there's not a lot of them, he came out in an article this week and said exactly what I've been telling you folks for the last 4 years. He said the word progressive is just a cover for the word communist. That's exactly right. Hats off to John Voight. Because progressive is just a cover for communist. And in Barack Obama's case, a cover probably for Islam, maybe? In any event. So, Barry's been really busy. And Biden, of course, has dropped out of the race. That you know. Remember that 2 weeks ago, after the CBS interview, where Barry said all of a sudden, and remember, he's the one who told Loretta Lynch to gear up the FBI investigation of Pillory relative to the emails and the servers and, you know, obstruction of justice, and I think it's 16 felonies that she's committed. That doesn't happen unless Barry says it happens, or Barry tells Valerie Jarrett at the White House to make it happen. And that was, all, of course, done so that he'd have a lever on Pillory if his buddy Joe got in the race. Hey, Pillory, you don't want to go to jail? Drop out of the race. Everything will be fine. Let Joe win the nomination. You know how it's played in Chicago. And when he came out 2 weeks ago in that interview, and he said, Oh, there wasn't any problem with national security and Hillary's email. She just made a mistake. I told you guys, Biden is not running. Because Barry doesn't say stuff like that unless that's what he wants to happen. And by the way, we've had further proof of that because Lois Lerner, who is as guilty as sin, guilty as hell, of breaching all sorts of constitutional rights of American citizens and wielding the IRS, where she worked, as a weapon against conservatives, with email after email after email, which, by the way, she first said couldn't be found, which she also tried to wipe clean, which the scumbag director of the IRS assisted in terms of obstruction of justice, but it eventually were recovered anyway. And these emails absolutely lay bare what Lois Lerner is and was, and what her MO was, and everything was on purpose. The delays and persecution of conservative groups, Tea Party groups, was absolutely part of an orchestrated plan and integrated with the White House's political plan. It's a scary thing. It's George Orwell 1984. And just this week, kind of under the radar, the Justice Department under Loretta Lynch, this is the same Loretta Lynch who's running that FBI deal on Hillary, said, there's just not enough here to prosecute Lois Lerner. So we're going to just let her kind of be happy in her retirement with her government pension and, nothing to see here. Move right along. We got other stuff to do. I'm going to tell you a little bit about the other stuff they have to do in this show, too, because it has to do with UN police on American soil and the classification of a new breed of terrorists, which they're lumping in with Mideast terrorists. I kind of hinted at this 2 weeks ago. I'm going to give you the whole list of people who are now potential terrorists in the United States. And you know them, folks. Most of my listeners know these people. Wait till you hear the list. Anyway, you get so caught up in the conundrum in this circle of pre-planned erosion of our rights, spitting on the Constitution, and promoting a progressive, as Voigt would say, and I would say, communist agenda, that you kind of stumble on your words because all the dots are so interconnected. But in any event, I told you 2 weeks ago, when he said she made a mistake, that was the same as him saying in Bill O'Reilly's interview at the Super Bowl, if you remember, when O'Reilly asked him about any wrongdoing at the IRS. He goes, not a smidgen of evidence of any wrongdoing. Yes. I mean, Barry telegraphs his stuff. He certainly does. And Hillary is going to get away with everything she did, folks. As wrong as it is, as unlawful as it is, as undermining of our system, our rule of law and the Constitution, by a woman who ironically wants to be president of the United States and is going to take an oath to uphold that document, aided and abetted by Barry, who already has taken the oath twice and breaches it every day. It is mind-boggling. And the fact that people could vote for her, that's the most mind-boggling part of it all. It really is. So in the meantime, while all this fun stuff's been happening, we have Barry busy at work behind the scenes in the humid darkness that lives behind the front page stories. You know what he's been doing? Number one, of course, he's been beating the drums on global warming. Because real leadership is leading on global warming, you know. Not the Mideast, not nuclear proliferation, not Iran's nuclear bomb, not North Korea's missile program. It's global warming. You know, wow. Not jobs for Americans, global warming. Yeah, not stopping the Red Chinese hacking of our computer systems. It's global warming. All right, so here's what Barry's been, he's been busy on a lot of fronts. However, did you know that there is now at the UN kind of a whole thing gearing up on a carbon tax? Never mind that Barry and Pillory say that they're all for the poor and social justice and income inequality, and oh, it just makes your heart beat in your chest with empathy and compassion. These caring, caring people. Not so much. You know who a carbon tax hurts, folks? It hurts poor people. Because they pay more for energy. And obviously you can't do anything without energy. You can't cook, take a hot bath, turn on your lights, or turn on your car. And let's face it, poor people have less money than rich people. This is kind of a basic fact of life. So when the basic staple of their life, i.e. energy, goes up, that means they have less money to spend on everything else. So they are the most impacted. But Pillory and Barry don't care. Neither do the people around them. This carbon tax, by the way, there's only four countries in the world right now with a carbon tax. I think it's Sweden and another Scandinavian country, the country of Chile, which actually surprised me. Australia had a carbon tax. It was so detrimental to their economy. It wrought such terrible effect on the lower classes, and I don't mean lower classes in, you know, lower class. I mean as an economic class. In their country, that when the conservative government currently in power, which was swept into power, by the way, I mean, it wasn't even close, it was a landslide, in 2014, one of the first things they did was take that Australian carbon tax and rip it into shreds, along with, by the way, a lot of Australia's gun controls and gun confiscation, etc., which Hillary and Barry are touting. Pillory, excuse me. I didn't mean to call her by her right name. Pillory and Barry are applauding Australian gun confiscation. And by the way, as a quick sidelight, these people are so ingrained in this nonsense, in guns, which is the second thing that Barry has been working on clandestinely behind the glitter of the front pages over the past few weeks, that John Kerry, that sop, that wimp, that weasel, that moron progressive, who somehow represents us on the world stage through the State Department. He actually said in the wake of all these stabbings and murders and Palestinians and terrorists running amok in Israel, you know, stabbing soldiers, 70-year-old women getting on buses, you know, I mean, all over the place. The Israeli government came out and told Israelis that if you have a gun, carry it. John Kerry comes out the same day and goes, oh, no. You know, the Israelis should not take their defense into their own hands. They should rely on the government. It's going to be peace, love, dove. I mean, wow. Unbelievable. Hey, John, why don't you tell that Secret Service detail of yours to throw away their guns? What do you think? I bet you wouldn't like that at all, would you? I mean, what a hypocritical sop. Run home to mommy, John, and get your $50,000 allowance. It's almost November 1. You got another check coming from mommy. You know, unbelievable. So Barry has been busy on gun control. Hillary, of course, has been busy backing Barry on gun control. And John Kerry has been busy backing Barry on Israeli gun control. It's just a gun control, global warming fest, an Oktoberfest of progressive ideals. Let me read you some things here, which come directly from the White House through Josh Earnest, who I can't even stand to listen to, you know, the press secretary for Barry and crew. Talking about gun control, quote, it's a high priority and will continue to be until we start to see more progress on this issue. Quote, the regime will not quibble, will quibble with anyone who criticizes Obama for taking this course of action, i.e. gun control through executive action. Quote, This is Josh Earnest talking again, you know, the talking lips of Obama. The White House is working behind the scenes for more executive actions on guns, scrubbing laws to consider a range of executive actions that could more effectively keep guns out of the hands of criminals and others who shouldn't have access to them. Remember those words, folks, and others who shouldn't have access to them. Because it's going to tie into my next thing that I'm going to tell you about that's been going on behind the scenes. And it's going to tie in part, to the rest of the show. Have you ever heard of Glencore? The company called Glencore? I bet you haven't. But you know, you should. Remember Lehman Brothers back in 2007? Well, Glencore is the Lehman Brothers of 2015, and nobody's telling you about it. Let me give you another quote from Josh Earnest, i.e. the lips, the lying lips of Barry. You know, Politico reported, quote, Senate Democrats are gearing up for another gun control push after the massacre at a community college in Roseburg, Oregon, as a chamber's top Democrat, that's Harry Reid, accused Republicans of being puppets of the influential National Rifle Association in obstructing action on guns. You notice how that ties into all the talking points? Hillary beating up with the NRA, Obama beat. You don't think these guys fax all this stuff between them? This is the points. I'd love to know who writes those points that they fax between them. And we'll add them to the treason trial list. And of course, there's some laydown Republican senators who are already like trained seals flapping their greasy little fins, saying, oh, well, we'll be happy to work with you. Like Senator Cornyn, the moron who undermined the Senate's ability to stop the Iran deal, with, by the way, Mitch McConnell's help, and Harry Reid's applause. So that's what's going on with guns, and I want you to know that part of this, it's rumored, I do not have this confirmed yet, these are my back channel news sources, one of the things that Obama might propose, besides, you know, no more private gun sales and all sorts of stuff like that, he might propose that you'll need a background check to buy ammo. Think about that. And after you get done thinking about it, may I suggest you send an email or dash off a two-sentence letter to your senators and your congresspeople? And just tell them gun control, question mark, hell no, exclamation mark. All right. The third thing that Barry's been working on behind the scenes is, once again, I'm not making this up, I wish I was, a United Nations global police force whose one of its main purposes would be to, quote, fight extremism in U.S. cities. You know, I'm not making this up, folks. On one hand, they want to take away your guns. On another hand, they're reclassifying terrorism in the United States. Wait till I get to this story next. And lumping possible domestic terrorists in with Islamic jihadis, although they can't say the word Islamic jihadis. You don't think all this stuff's connected? Really? Seriously? How can you look at these dots and not think there's a connection? They want to take away your guns. They want to bring in international police. And they're reclassifying terrorism, i.e. extremism. Remember what this UN document says. In a whole different way. Telling us, by the way, that it saves money because it combines the domestic terrorism offices with the, can't say the words, you know, those other guys from over there terrorists. Now, Loretta Lynch, who just let Lois Lerner of the IRS off the hook, and who's about to let Pillory off the hook, because that's what Barry has told her to do, let's see what she has. Oh, yes. This is called the Strong Cities Network. Ooh, what a warm, fuzzy word. It's kind of like Agenda 21. The Strong Cities Network, quote, will serve as a vital tool to strengthen capacity building and improve collaboration. This is from Attorney General Loretta Lynch. Quote, as we continue to counter a range of domestic and global terror threats, the innovative platform will enable cities to learn from one another, to develop best practices, and to build social cohesion and community resilience here at home and around the world. Oh, there goes my pitter-patter of my heart again. Those warm fuzzies, those compassionate people thinking about us, worrying about us, having our best interests foremost in their minds. Make me puke. Wow. And what's more insulting is they think that we're stupid enough to eat this stuff up. And you know what? At least 45% of the country is. So, the DOJ, the Department of Justice, i.e. Loretta Lynch's department, who just let Lois Lerner off the hook and is about to let Pillory off the hook. This was the DOJ news release after Loretta's inspiring words that I just shared with you. The SCN, that's the Strong Cities Network, remember that's a warm, fuzzy term, will connect cities, city-level practitioners, and the communities they represent through a series of workshops, trainings, and sustained city partnerships. Network participants will also contribute to and benefit from online repository of municipal-level good practices and web-based training modules, and will be eligible for grants, that's your money and my money, folks, for grants supporting innovative local initiatives and strategies that will contribute to building social cohesion and resilience to violent extremism. Ah, we're going to be safe at last. Let me continue with this uplifting and inspiring press release about international police in American cities. The SCN will include an international steering committee. Gee, think Iran is going to be on that? Of approximately 25 cities and other subnational entities from different regions that will provide the SCN with its strategic direction. The SCN will also convene an international advisory board, which includes representatives from relevant city-focused networks, to help ensure SCN builds upon their work. It will be run by the Institute for Strategic Dialogue, ISD. Oh man, they love acronyms. A leading international think and do tank with a long-standing track record of working to prevent violent extremism. Wow. I feel so much better now. I'm going to have those guys in the blue helmets walking around these streets and keeping me safe, since I'm not going to have any guns. I'll be safe. You know, right before all this crap, unconstitutional, anti-sovereign, anti-American people, anti-Second Amendment, anti-Constitution, and the rule of law crap started to flow out of the orifices of the United Nations globalists and the people who are unfortunately running this country right now, there was an announcement kind of buried, you know, behind the front pages, because Barry's good at that, about how the Department of Justice and Homeland Security and yada, 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 they're going to combine their departments of domestic terrorism and, let's just call it international terrorism. You know, those Islamic extremist guys who aren't Islamic, according to SOP, John Kerry, and Barry. To save us money and to be more efficient. And as part of that, also buried behind the front pages, I guarantee you haven't heard this, the domestic terrorism unit, which is now part of the international terrorism unit at DOJ, FBI, blah, 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 came out with a new set of standards for possible domestic terrorists. And you know what they called these possible domestic terrorists? What do you think? What was the word that they really liked to use when they were talking about the UN police in American cities, you know? The SCN, the Strong Cities Network. What was that word they used? Oh, extremists. Extremism. Violent extremism. Well, folks, here's the list of people that could be domestic terrorists or violent extremists. This is like hot off the press in the last month or so from our United States government. Here we go. Are you ready? Drum roll, please. And if your eyes don't bug out at what I'm about to read you, they're glued in your head pretty solid.